Now to a story of determination and survival. 16-year-old Jennifer Anyayo suffered severe burns to her face and left hand when members of the Lord's Resistance Army attacked her village. The LRA, a rebel group at war with Uganda's government, set fire to the hut she was hiding in. Reporter Carolyn Davis visited Uganda in 2004 and met Jennifer. Davis is a longtime advocate for peace in northern Uganda, and last year she helped Jennifer travel to the U.S. for surgery. Davis wrote a series of columns in the Philadelphia Inquirer describing Jennifer's 17-month road to recovery. After multiple painful reconstructive surgeries, she went back home to Uganda in June. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with Jennifer by cell phone from her village in Uganda. We should mention that, understandably, she had a hard time hearing Tony's questions because the phone line wasn't ideal. Tony also spoke with Carolyn Davis, who described meeting Jennifer for the first time.
I was walking through one of the many displacement camps that are in northern Uganda, and I was talking with other folks and walking from house to house. And there were a lot of kids in pretty tough shape in that camp. I saw Jennifer out of the corner of my eye. She was sweeping up the ground around her house, and her injuries were quite striking. But her injuries were not only severe burns to her face and her head and a couple other parts of her body, but it was how the skin had healed afterwards, stretching it away from her eyes, for example. But once I sat down and was talking with her, it was also the sweetness of her voice and the sense that there was a true innocence lost because of what had been going on in that country.
Jennifer, what are you doing now?
I am in school right now.
How is it for you to see your old friends again?
Yes, I am.
Do you like that?
Yes, I do like it a lot.
Carolyn, let me ask you. You've been back since Jennifer's return. What's been your observation about her and how she's getting along now that she is literally home again?
Well, I was very impressed. Jennifer made a lot of efforts right from the minute she got to Uganda to fit back into her country and into Acholi culture. There were some things she did that still seemed to me to be connected to the United States. Jennifer, you probably remember how we were in that by that shoe store and you saw the pink shoes with the tall, tall, skinny heels. And Jennifer was interested in those shoes a lot. But we got back to Gulu in northern Uganda. The shoe store was in the capital city of Kampala. And she was very respectful to elders, which is very important. She started asking us to say prayers before we would eat. And she went to school, and she made an effort to get back into the swing of being a student at an appropriate grade level again.
Is she going to need to return to the United States for additional medical treatment?
I don't know about that. What she got was kind of self-contained, really. She could use a number more surgeries, but it would depend on being able to line up those services again.
Were you surprised at all by the outpouring of support for her that came as a result directly of your efforts both in Philadelphia and in Washington?
Yes and no. The extent of it, I was surprised and pleased about, but I have great faith in people. I think most people are decent and want to help in whatever ways they can, and that's exactly what readers did. Some people sent in money. So I think the two biggest contributions were $1,000, one from someone in Philadelphia, one from a group of girls in the Washington, D.C. area who became good friends with Jennifer. And some people, I got checks for $5 that were clearly from elderly retirees, and that was all they could afford. I got one check from an inmate at the state prison. I got a street performer who was an organ grinder who donated one day's donations to Jennifer. So it was quite touching how people gave as much as they could, how they could.
Jennifer, can you hear me? I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do your friends in Uganda ask you what the United States is like?
Yes, they ask me a lot, and they want me to tell them about my friend and people I have met there. And they ask me a lot about that.
What do you tell them about the United States?
Well, whenever they ask me, I say I like it a lot because I met good people there. And my friend, I always just remember them. And I told them that the United States is a good country. People there are very kind, wanted to help.
Would you like to come back to the United States someday?
Yes.
The friends she made in Maryland, I think if Jennifer works hard and is able to catch up in school, might be willing to, and I would help as well, get her here for college. But that's going to require a lot of hard work from Jennifer. How are you doing in school, Jennifer? Are you working hard?
Yes, I'm working hard, and we did our examination. I got 60 on social study, and science, I got 17. Science was very hard.
Okay.
Let me ask you, Carolyn. You are an editorial writer at your paper. Some stories that we cover affect us more than others. How did Jennifer's story affect you personally?
Oh, that's a very tough question. It affected me because it was an instance where I was not just looking at a broad subject. I've done a lot of writing and research on children and violence, both in Philadelphia and other cities I've lived in and overseas. My husband and I did humanitarian work for a couple of years, and it involved the same theme for me. So I've worked on the issues broadly, but working with Jennifer was helping one child and seeing the effect of war on an individual, which, of course, Jennifer's injuries were unique to her, but the damage done to kids is very widespread and very common, including the interruption of education. That's often a casualty of war. So it made me look at myself. It made me look at how Americans give help.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes?
Do you miss your friends that you made here in the United States?
Yes, I miss them very much. I always just, whenever I start thinking about them, sometimes I cry, and I miss them a lot.
Jennifer, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Carolyn, thank you very, very much, okay?
Well, thank you guys for your interest.
Okay.
Carolyn Davis is a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer Opinion Pages. Jennifer Anyayo is back home in Uganda recuperating. They spoke with NPR's Tony Cox. And you can find stories and pictures of Jennifer, plus information on the conflict in Uganda, at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.